Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see your mercy so that we may not fear your judgment. Amen. I wonder, what are you hoping for this Christmas time? If we are to fall in the ways of our wider society, Advent would be just another marker in the run-up to Christmas. A 24-day countdown, if you like, until Christmas Day, punctuated by the daily chocolate sweets we open in our Advent candles. Well, at least if you're younger, perhaps. The hype and consumerism of our society and culture make it hard enough to focus on the Christ child, born in a manger and visited by shepherds and kings, without getting distracted by the tinsel and turkey and the trappings of self-indulgence, which is the commercial Christmas of our society. The Nativity is all about the gift of goodwill to all humankind and the arrival of peace on earth, and not about the physical gifts we wrap and exchange with each other. And as much as Advent is a season of looking back to the Nativity of some 2,000 years ago that we celebrate with great joy, it is the Church's reminder too of looking forward with our hope as much anticipation of the second coming of Jesus when he returns to make all things new as ruler and judge of his creation. Jesus came in the first time in fulfillment of such prophecies as Isaiah's, where Isaiah says he comes to teach us his ways, to learn to walk in his paths. And Isaiah goes on to say in that epistle we heard, where he will judge between the nations and arbitrate between peoples. Judgment is perhaps a forbidden word when spoken from the pulpit, but it describes what we do frequently when we come across different behaviours and attitudes, values and morals to our own. And it causes us to frown, remonstrate and gossip at the least, if not outright castigate and condemn others. And this is what probably gives us the difficult image to reconcile with a loving God, that of a finger-wagging, scolding God who could be nothing further from the truth of our loving and merciful Heavenly Father. I overheard a conversation the other day between two people who worked in primary schools, one still currently working in education and the other had changed her career path obviously some while ago. And the conversation reflected the change in marking policies, where teachers are often forbidden to write comments in red in pupils' books, but must use a more neutral colour, such as mauve or green, when marking pupils' works. Gone are the red comments of judgment, of right and wrong, of success and failure. And in are the encouraging phrases in green, building confidence and success, even if in little tiny steps. Judgment, I think, is not appropriate from the pulpit if it is written in red ink, if it brings condemnation and despair, if it wipes away all hope. Judgment in green is based on mercy, noticing even the little things we do get right and suggesting pathways to find improvement and gaining success. Gone are the Victorian days of a prowling teacher peeping over shoulders and thwacking down a cane on the knuckles of hapless students. In are the days of gentle voices suggesting improvements, soft touches directing our actions to be better, and the caring restraint of perhaps a soft touch on the shoulder, pointing us in a wiser direction. When we talk about Christian judgment at times such as Advent, What pictures do we have of God? The Victorian teacher or the modern day educator? Red ink or green? Jesus, as our Lord and Judge, is also the great shepherd of the sheep, one who knows us by name and calls us from the pathway ahead to follow him. He doesn't drive us before him with shouts of condemnation, but gently leads us in the way we should walk. So with our eyes lifted beyond the celebration of the Nativity this Advent, and with a better understanding of judgment that awaits all of us on Jesus' second return, how should we live each day and remember this season of Advent better? And Matthew's Gospel helps us, coming at the end of a chapter looking towards the end times. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Be ready. Judgment came in Noah's day. One day everything was normal, eating, drinking, and even marrying one another. And the next day came the flood without warning. The end time will come similarly as a thief in the night. And if we are not ready, we may be left in righteous judgment, in the field or by the grindstone. Being ready is not living in complacency, as if there is nothing we need to do. We must remember we all fall short of the glory of God, and we need to look for Jesus calling us and leading us along his chosen pathway. We all need to make changes and become more as Jesus would want us to be. And these days of Advent help us prepare and make those changes as we walk with the shepherds and ride with the Magi to meet the newborn Saviour. But being ready is also about not living in despair and helplessness, in a broken world living in darkness. The Saviour has already come as the light of the world. And we need to reflect that light to the world around us and share the hope that all things will be made new. Living as his chosen people, as Christians today, we need to be like the word going forth from Jerusalem, as Isaiah says, turning people from darkness and despair to the light and hope of forgiveness and new birth. Isaiah says, they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. I think Isaiah's words are powerful today. We don't use spears and swords as we used to, but we do bring havoc and destruction in far greater scale through our greed and misdeeds. And so the image is still very relevant, with the war in Ukraine and disaster and need in so many places across the world. Making instruments of peace and new life out of what it destroys is the heart of God's mercy for us, shown in his Son's saving passion on the cross and his rising in glory from the dead. This is a call of Advent, in our look into Christ's second coming and his judgment. A call that motivates us and calls us to action, to focus our efforts to become more like him. A call to share the light and love of Christ, to stir us from our complacency and motivate us with compassion. This Advent, are we awake and are we ready? If so, let us boldly say the Advent cry, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.